Listener Production.
Hello, Cherie Coleman here with your Mid-North Coast News. Investigations are continuing this morning into the fatal stabbing of a surfer in Coffs Harbour yesterday. The 22-year-old passed away in hospital from injuries sustained in an attack near Coffs Surf Club at around 6:40 a.m. Strikeforce Karingaroo detectives still trying to track down those responsible.
We're appealing for any people that may have had their vehicles recently broken into or confronted people in and around the area to contact Crime Stoppers on 1-800-3000 or obviously Coffs Harbour detectives.
That's Deputy Chief Inspector Guy Flaherty there. Council will undertake a scrape of the sand berm at Lake Cateye today to protect sewer infrastructure. Now water levels have exceeded the 1.6 metre trigger point. Earth moving equipment will move in this morning, scraping a 10 metre wide channel at a height above the current water level.
I know a lot of people in the community are disappointed that it's not a traditional opening in the sense that we cut it open to the ocean, but we do not have any approvals to do that. So this particular approach of the berm scrape is sort of a last resort for us to protect the sewer infrastructure. And that's all that we're able to do under the approvals we have in place.
Coast and Estuary Coordinator Ben Foster there. Council's also issued a reminder that any unauthorised digging at the berm resulting in the lake opening is unlawful. And the DPI's lifted its statewide varroa mite control order, a move beekeepers have been waiting almost 2 years for. They will still have to notify of any further incursions of the pest and control it as per biosecurity provisions. Around 1,200 incursions have been detected across the Coffs and mid-north coasts since June 2022. More than 2,500 athletes are preparing to run, swim and ride across Port Macquarie for Sunday's 37th running of Ironman Australia and Ironman 70.3. Organiser Craig Hayden says a spot of rain's unlikely to deter competitors from the gruelling task ahead.
The beauty of it is that our athletes have been training through all types of weather over the last year to prepare for this. A little bit of rain will probably make things a bit slippery out on course, but not expecting any major changes at this stage.